What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, I had AC problems the year before, last year. Got the new AC, got the whole thing, and at first I was going, well, maybe it's the sun. I kind of want to deny the truth, right? Because you don't want to think about the worst thing. Well, my neighbor, he's an IT guy. And he'll just go root hogging in anything. And he's like holding up his, he's very confrontational. He's holding up his hand. He goes, Kenny, you ain't blowing any air. I go, eh, you feel a little bit of air there. And it's warm in the house. He goes, do you have the oven on or something like that? And I'm just like, no, I don't think Liz did. We're good. Anyway, I go to the basement. Well, it's always going to be cooler in the basement. And he's sitting there. He goes, what is going on? He goes, it's warm down here. And he goes, where's your furnace? I go, well, it's in the utility room right across the way there. He goes in there. He pulls out the filter is clearly marked where the filter is. He goes in, he pulls it out. He goes, jeez, when's the last time you changed this thing? And I keep every, because I'm nuts, and I write everything down. I go immediately to the book, because now I'm mad, because now he's questioning me as a homeowner. I go to the book, and I don't know if it was because of the cottonwood that falls in the neighborhood. I live right by the woods over there. I don't know what it is. I looked at the thing, I go, April. And I looked at it, I go, wait, that says buy one, because I remember I ran out of them. I got a 20 by 5 by 16 filter. I went back in the book. I go, March 7th, right there in the book, says put in filter. That thing got caked. I usually do it every 3 months. I went 1 month over. I had plans to buy a new filter like this weekend. I know, sure you did. I'm telling you right now, I had plans to buy a new filter this coming weekend. The filter was caked. That's what was stopping the air from coming out. I went, we got a new filter, and now I feel like I let my family down in some ways. I feel like less of a man that the neighbor came over, took it upon himself, and goes, what's this with this filter? Because I'm like, I change it every 3 months. I like changing out filters and things like that. I like changing light bulbs and certain things. I enjoy it. And I didn't like that, you know, my neighbor found my filter. And it was caked.
So where do you... Where do you go from
I
here,
was running
Kenny?
My AC like crazy. I don't
How
know,
do you
man.
Recover?
I feel like less of a man. Would you feel like less of a man is what I'm asking?
No. In fact, I could probably be conned into buying an entire new HVAC unit. Like, could have been just a filter. Nope. I'm going to need $7,000. Okay, I guess. Whatever. I don't really know these things.
All right, Tone. Or Owen. I mean, I knew how he is.
I would never be in that position, Ken.
It was a month over summer. And we walked in.
We're
at the
fortunate
worst
enough.
Time.
You've seen how many trees I have now, right?
Yes.
So we don't have to run the AC as much It's probably you do.
The sun just beats through the house.
It's pretty nice for that. So we literally, and I go spend the extra money on the, you know, you can get your cheap filters, right? I spend a good penny on the better filter that's supposed to last you 3 or 4 months. And then we really only run it hard for maybe a month, like right
now.
We really just turned it on.
I don't really want to name the brand just in case, but the brand was a name brand that.
Was it the purple bag or the green bag or the blue bag? I mean, I believe it's pretty important.
Well, it was clear.
How many pet danders does it stop?
It was clear. I mean, it's well, this one was the one I could find was 20 by 16 by 4.
It's going to have color coding on it.
I usually have 20 by 16 by 5. Well,
filter crews stand up here. They all know the colors.
Well, Jesus, I'm just asking if I'm less of a man. That's what I'm asking here today.
How do I get my manliness
back? I think if you have to question it, then yes, Ken.
I think you're saying that just to bother
me. No, I'm not saying that just to bother you. I don't think Anthony would feel that way because Anthony has told us several times he isn't the guy that does the things around his house daily. I've told him, find hobbies around the house, fix things up, and then you can get out of the house, right? Well, now, I'm not worried about him. I think you're the guy that's always been the hobby guy, right?
Yeah.
Trying to fix your own stuff around your house.
So many ways.
It should irk you.
I like upkeep. I like maintenance. I don't like big projects, but I like that. And that's why I'm so hurt like by upkeep. It. Because it was
obviously don't like
maintenance. I swear to God, it was one extra month. March 7th to literally July 6th. 5th. July 5th. Tone, I'm sorry.
Guardians won 8 games in that time.
They won a few more than that. They lost a hell of a lot more than that, too. How do I get my manliness back?
I think it's probably something you'd not... I mean, if you're not keeping track of it now, it's not like you're going to gain this.
Do I got to find something wrong in his house? Do I have to wreck something in his house and go, why didn't you take care of this? Are you not a man? Do you not care about your family? Do you not care about your kids?
Filter for a filter.
Because I'm like, man, you put your paws all over my filter. I told you, I don't like other people mowing the grass to deal with all that. I don't like other people changing out my light bulbs. Don't like all that. He knows it bothered. The one day he came over and he tried to change my, because my light post, it stays on. He tried to change the sensor on. I said, put that away. You're not messing with my light post. He loves to do that sort of thing because he knows it's going to irk me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Just, I feel like less of a man today, that's all. 1-6-4-7-4-0-0-92. I thought I would get some compassion out of you, get some help out of you. You got nothing. All right, I put my top five Browns out there from 1999 on. We got Tim Kirchling joining us at 8:22 this morning. There's a name that a lot of people mentioned because I said my top five, it was hard. Like at the very end of it, it was hard, but I still was able to find my top five since 99. Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, Joe Thomas, Phil Dawson, and then I wrote Joselle Bitward because I'm not sure whether or not I want to put Joel Bitonio or Denzel Ward in there. I think you could flip a coin and probably put Denzel Ward. There were two names that I was just hammered with. Why did you leave them out? I bet you can guess both of them.
Baker, definitely.
The first one's Baker. I'll talk about Baker here in a second. The second one is Josh Cribbs. And I asked somebody from the Browns yesterday, I go, how many players have suited up for the Browns since 1999? He's like, you actually mean like in a game? I go, yeah. And he texts me back 5 minutes later. He goes, 845. 845. Guys, if I put Josh Cribbs at number six or number seven, is that so bad? Out of 845 Cleveland Browns players since 1999? Now, yeah, a lot of those guys are one-offs and not very good. But I mean, you understand what I'm saying here, Tone?
All right, what's the list again?
It's in no particular order.
Yeah.
This is not ranked. Nick Chubb, Myles Garrett, Joe Thomas, Phil Dawson. Then I put Denzel Ward and Joel Bitonio as like a mix, but I will say, okay, fine. Probably Denzel Ward, then Joel Bitonio.
Yeah.
I would put Joel Bitonio. Then if you got to put then Joel, so you're putting Joel sixth. And then I'm like, okay, Josh Cribbs can be number seven. What's the matter with Josh Cribbs being number seven? And I got hammered by people. And I'm like, guys, I wanted to pay the man too. I got absolutely hammered by people over Josh Cribbs. And then the Baker folks got in and I go, I'm not doing that online or I'll be online for the rest of the night. We're not doing that.
Well, the hard thing about Baker is that, you know, Baker, he just had these ups and these downs. But overall, as a starting quarterback, what was he? Was he 500?
Yeah.
Was he below 500?
It was in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know Bernie. I mean, Bernie is in a lot of people's, like, just over the last 40 years, 50 years, right?
Yeah.
Bernie would make that. Well, he's 500 quarterback for the Browns
Because the argument that I got about Baker, like, I could look at Baker and go, okay, top 10. The argument that I got about Baker was that he won the playoff game. He's won a playoff game since 99. And I go, okay, that's fair, because I don't want to use it against him. Like, I could always try to be nasty about it and say, well, the Steelers gave you a 14-point spot for crying out loud. It's like, no, don't do that, because if Baker Mayfield was still the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, I think we'd be fighting about divisional round play. I think we'd be having the same argument about the Browns that we have about the Cavs. Not about trading for LeBron, obviously, but about how far they can actually go with how they're made up right now. But they'd be in a better spot, right? I looked at it and I go, well, you know, Pro Bowls aren't that hard to make. He wasn't a Pro Bowler during his time here. It was a short period of time. I mean, I'm looking at guys here. Nick Chubb played here and was solid his entire career for, what, 7-8 years?
Solid. I mean, Miles, he was Hall of Fame.
Well, you
worthy,
get what I'm
yeah.
saying. But you get what he was, I say, a repeatable player, yeah. great player, rock solid, 7-8 years. Myles Garrett, Hall of Famer. Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer. Phil Dawson, I mean, if they start letting kickers in, there's maybe a conversation. Still was a Pro Bowler as well. Joel Bitonio, multiple-time All-Pro, multiple-time Pro Bowler. I don't know, for whatever reason, if Denzel Ward's ever made All-Pro. He's never the biggest name, but he's still like one of the better. If he had a nickname like Sauce, maybe people around the country would like him a little bit more. I'm not sure. But Denzel Ward, I think, has been fantastic. And I'm like, okay, Josh Cribbs is right there in the top 10. That's still 7 out of number 45, 845 is still really good. Baker Mayfield, if I put him in the top 10, that's perfectly fine. But I'm like, I don't find either of those guys in the top 5. Josh, there was some excitement there, some electricity there. He's been very good within the community ever since. So I think that plays into it a little bit, because he makes his home here and he likes everybody here. And again, I don't think that 7's anything to fart at. And if I were to look at Baker Mayfield, I go, I could probably find some people ahead of Baker Mayfield. But what if I put him at number 10? Is that such a travesty, or is it because we fought so hard about Baker Mayfield over these last few years is that people aren't going to let go of these arguments? I think it's more of the latter. I think if you try to be as honest as you possibly can throughout his time, I could say top 10. I'm not saying top 5. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. By the way, the Cribbs thing is something. I'm just looking at the numbers for Cribbs. 20 total touchdowns as a pro. Doesn't it seem like he had so many more? Just because a return touchdown feels like it should be equal to like 10 touchdowns otherwise. But he had 20, you know, his entire career.
I mean,
if you add it all up.
If they start doing it, like I remember Dante Hall said great things about him. If they start letting in guys who are purely kick returners, and they have here recently, I mean, you brought up Devin Hester. I mean, Josh would definitely have a crack at it. He would have a look at it. I think that he's a great, great player. I think Hall of Fame credentials would probably have to change the list for the difference. But I think it's just a personal opinion thing. But I still think out of 845, considering we're, I don't know, the fifth quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, where would I put him on that list? Nowhere near any of these guys that we just talked about. I think it's still pretty good, all considering. Lance Reisland, I might ask him that coming up at 9:01, and also another quarterback we might be sleeping on in this four-quarterback race for week one starter. And Tim Kirkchin, what's the Guardians' plan to get back on track? Because we're looking for something here. He joins us in 5 minutes on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.